Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you want to design a marathon training program or you're curious what planets are visible in tonight's sky, Meta AI has the answers. It can also summarize your class notes, visualize your ideas, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
I'm fucking in and you're fucking out. Now get the fuck out of my chair.
Yeah, that's right, Kitty Powers. Hey, what's up? It's the Huff. Hope you're having a great day. Got a lot to get to. Real quick, hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. Don't forget today's show. It's presented to you by the great people over at High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge. And of course, Bet Online. Go to Bet Online because it's your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Final this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads on the games while they're being played. And when the game's over, check this out. Head on over to their online casino and get in on the game of blackjack, poker, or even unwind with one of their over 150 slot games. Oh, man. Head to Bet Online. I screwed it up again, but I don't care. I don't know how to use the delete button. I refuse to use the delete button. Head to betonline.ag today to get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code BLEAV, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here. I probably should have. If I was a professional, one, I wouldn't have screwed that commercial up. And two, if I did screw it up, I would have gone back and deleted it and make it sound like I'm perfect. But guess what? I live in reality, okay? That reality is my brain functions like I've been knocked around in the head. Oh, boy. Anyway, you know what we need to do right now? Hold on. I hope you're having a good day. You know, I poke fun of myself every single show. And you know what? You should do the same thing. I'm trying to teach that to my son. Because sometimes he takes things way too serious. And he gets all mad. He has a little, you know, short fuse. And he's all, it's okay. It's fine to have a short fuse. I was like, no, it's not. You need to just, when stuff doesn't go your way, I know it sucks sometimes. But just try to laugh at it. Oh, I screwed up. Dang it. It's okay. Let it slide. My boss, Tim Spence, back in the day, I will forever remember this. My former boss, he used to say this because I used to get mad when like my hosts wouldn't break on time or they would completely do something that was wrong and talk about something in an incorrect way. And it would just piss me off because I'm the one that gets my butt chewed out by, at the time, the program director. And I was just like, it just pissed me off. And I'd be yelling at them. I was like, you can't do that. I was like, you have to follow these rules. Be yourself. That's fine. But geez, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'd get pissed. And my boss said this, Tim Spence said this, develop rivers on your back. Things don't go the way they're supposed to. Let it roll down your back, down those rivers. And I will forever remember that because there are times where we all get pissed off at stupid shit. It's like, just try to remember, develop rivers on our back. Easier said than done. I get it. But I'm trying to convince my son that that's the right path in life is just let things roll off your back, man. But you know, we need to let roll down our front. How about some headlines?
Let's go! Let's go!
And now, here are the headlines.
Have you ever seen these videos of... there's competitions of people riding those stick horses, you know, where it's literally like somebody took an old mop and then stuck a horse head on the top of it, and there's people riding it around. You know, like when you were two, they have competitions of that. I've seen it all over, especially on TikTok. Every now and then that will pop up on my feed, and I'll watch it. I will. Because the intensity on these competitors is insane. But I don't... To say it's an official sport is a little silly to me. But that being said, I guess I shouldn't knock it too much. Because, yes, it's a competition. You're going around, and instead of actually having a horse, you're pretending to have a horse, and you're the one doing all the work. But the reason I bring this up is that there's a lady named Anna. I don't know her last name, but she's on social media, and she's a hobby horse rider, and apparently she's a champion and whatnot. And by the way, hobby horsing has been around since 2002 in Finland, and it's attracted more than 10,000 riders. By the last stats I saw, it was from 2017, and the age ranges from 10 to 18-year-olds. Because once you get past 18, you realize, I'm riding around on a stick horse. This is not going to get me late. So you stop. So what's funny is she clapped back at somebody that was bagging on her, saying that anybody could do that sport, using the term sport lightly. And she clapped back, and she doesn't ever speak on her videos. Otherwise, I was going to play it for you. But it's video of her hyperventilating and just being extremely exhausted. And she has some random music in the background. But she has the text on the screen that says, "This is me after my dressage routine. I was passing out. Couldn't breathe. Almost throwing up. Dizzy. Shaking. Whole body burning in pain." Is that a good enough nerd voice? I think it is. Yeah. I got to be honest. I was watching her. She's like, I can't breathe. I was riding my wooden horse. Yeah. I'm so exhausted. I'm so exhausted. Oh, my God. It's so funny, and it's hard not to laugh. I know that's a dick thing to do, because when you watch it, it does take some athleticism. As silly as that sounds, but when you watch it, they're going over hurdles. They're running around. They're high-stepping. When you watch it, if you tried it, I'm not saying that you couldn't do it. What I'm saying is it takes some athleticism to do it. I want to do it as a joke. I want to get a video of me, because they're so freaking serious about it. I just imagine, just like, you know how like when you see like movies where they're trying to break a new horse, and I just imagine like if you get on one and you're just like, whoa, 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 easy there. Easy there, girl. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And then you just get knocked off. And then your buddies are sitting there watching you be like, what the fuck are we watching? What's happening here? I don't know. Let's have some more whiskey. Yay. I think we need to get together, all of us, and let's just have a competition of hobby horse riding. It'll be the Huff Uncensored Hobby Horse Race. And we could just compete. We can race each other. It'd be great. Come on. Sponsored by some random Colorado booze, whatever it might be. I think that'd be great, because it's only fun if you're drunk or high. Okay, I'm just saying, we could have high society out there, or maybe we have legal from down in Denver, a great dispensary as well. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. Although I don't think I'd be wanting to run around if I was high off my ass. If I'm drunk off my ass, yeah, I'm going to be rocking that thing, man. I'll be like, oh, somehow I broke my horse. I broke the horse. Dude, the hobby horses, we need to do that. Don't you think? Any of you out there good at organizing something? Because I'm not. I think we need to have a hobby horse competition here in Colorado. And it all originates around this show. And we'll all go out there. And hell, I don't care if you can't even make it around the track or whatever the hell, you know, obstacle course we set up. It'd be hilarious. You go out there, make it 10 steps, then you pass out drunk. Then we'll just roll your head over so you don't puke and choke on your vomit. Well, we got you covered. We got you covered. I think that would be hilarious. But when I'm watching her video, by the way, it's a little dramatic. Come on. But that being said, I guess I've never done it. Never done it. Never done it. We'll see. I'll find the video and I'll tweet it out, post it everywhere, and then we'll try to organize something. One of you has to organize it and then just get to me. DeHuffPodcast@gmail.com. Could you imagine? Listen, I got contacts in the news. We can make it big. We can. It's all up to you, though. All up to you. This is pretty cool. Japan, man, I tip my cap to you because I got two stories back-to-back in regards to the brilliant minds over in Japan. So Japanese researchers are moving a promising tooth regrowing medicine into human trials. The first patients are going to be receiving the drug in September of this year. Pretty cool. If the trial is successful, the researchers hope the drug will become available for all forms of tooth lossness. Is that tooth lossness? Wouldn't it just be all forms of tooth loss? Wouldn't that just be the word? Stupid idiots, whoever wrote this. Sometime around 2030. That's pretty cool. It's really neat, but I guess you could say it's cool and exciting until one day you wake up and you look down and you're like, oh, I have a buck tooth genital. Oh, my God. Whoa. It looks like you got Bugs Bunny between your legs. That's cool, though. How exciting. There's so many people out there for one reason or another that they've lost teeth, their permanent teeth. And then, you know, you have to spend all this money into getting dental implants and whatnot. So they're saying that they can just hook you up to an IV and start pumping this medicine into you. Next thing you know, you're going to start growing teeth. That's cool. It just, until the science is all worked out, I would be fearful of where is it going to grow? I don't want to. I got a tooth on my ass. Or my nipples, sorry. They look like they're hard, but it's not. It's just teeth. Teeth. Oh, that's fine. Wait, what? What? I got very toothy nipples. Toothy nipples. That could be a band. Toothy nipples. Oh, yeah. You're welcome. Listen, if you're a young musician out there, I'm a guy full of ideas for band names. Toothy nipples. Tooth cock. I'm an idea guy. You're welcome. Now, sticking with Japan, they have an electric spoon that makes food taste saltier. That's pretty cool, without using salt. So the electric salt spoon works by passing a weak electric current through the tip of the device to concentrate sodium ion molecules on the tongue. This magnifies the perceived saltiness of the food by one and a half times. Excess sodium intake, by the way, is linked to increased cases of high blood pressure, strokes, and other conditions. So when you put that all together and the fact that it costs roughly $126, you can assume that this will be banned in the United States. Oh, wait, we can get rid of heart disease and high blood pressure, strokes. Ooh, what's that going to do to our prescriptions? That's not good. Not good at all. Ban it. Ban it. We joke, but it's true. It's so freaking true. Oh, my God. You know what's true is High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge is the first and only licensed cannabis bar in the state. It works like an alcohol bar, but it's for cannabis. So go on by and buy some great products on site. You can purchase up to an ounce of flower or 8 grams of concentrate. Consume what you like and then take the rest home. It's, listen, you're welcome, okay? You're welcome in advance. You can get pre-rolls, like I said, flower, concentrates, and edibles, and they provide everything you need to consume on site. It's really neat how they have it set up. High Society has 7 big screen TVs, so you can watch your favorite sporting events, maybe even host a watch party. They got tons of games, including board games, Nintendo Switches to rent. They got coloring books, dominoes, all that cool stuff that you can just hang out and play. They got a quarter arcade with pinball machines, vintage Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, and more. It's really set up just to for you to go in there, get your mind right, and just chill and relax. Then grab a soda while you're there, too. It's really neat how they got it laid out for you. High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge is just 9 minutes from Coors Field and open noon to 10. You got to be at least 21 or older to consume. No outside product. Just buy it there. High Society is at 7667 Washington Street. Just GPS to High Society. We talked about this before. Utah is getting an NHL team, and they're taking the Arizona Coyotes franchise, and that's where it's moving. And right now, they're down to their last 6 names for the franchise. Pretty cool to think about. Because I remember when the Colorado Avalanche got the Quebec Nordiques. And I'm remembering the name choices. I don't remember them all, but obviously when we got the Avalanche, it's a pretty cool name. So I'm going to give you the list of names. And they're in no particular order. I mean, it's really just alphabetical. The Utah Blizzard. I don't really like that one. It makes me think too much of Dairy Queen, which is delicious. I love a good blizzard. I used to get the Nerd Blizzard when I was a kid. Or you get the Oreo Blizzard. Oh, those are so good. And the last time I took the kids in there to get a blizzard, I forgot they did this. They do the blizzard. They stick the spoon in there, and then they turn it upside down so you know, hey, this is thick as shit. I'm sure that's what they're saying. So I don't know if I like the Blizzard thing. To me, Blizzard isn't a professional hockey team name. Blizzard is just like a peewee hockey. Utah Hockey Club. That's lame. That's somebody that just gave up. They're like, I don't know, just call it the hockey team. Remember when the Redskins, Washington Redskins, went from that to the Washington football team, and now they're the Washington Commanders. The Utah Hockey Club is just a transition name. That's stupid. That's like, we can't think of anything. We'll just say that, and then we'll wait. We'll wait till we find something better. Also, Utah Mammoth. And here's what's interesting. When you look it up, mammoth bones have been found all over Utah, especially near Lake Bonneville. So that could be something that they go with. I mean, there's some history connection to that. I kind of like that. Now, that being said, I can't help but think of the Colorado Mammoth, the indoor lacrosse league. But that being said, I could look past it. I don't mind that one. Utah Outlaws. There's not really very many big name outlaws in Utah. I mean, there's like Butch Cassidy and his gang or whatever rolled through there, did some stuff. I don't know. But that's not really what I think of Utah. And I think the name should have some sort of big connection with the state. Now, that being said, real quick, when you think about a lot of the basketball teams have moved around. Utah Jazz, that's not Utah. You don't think of jazz music when you think of Utah. Well, that's because they were the New Orleans Jazz back in the day. Then they moved franchises, and they're too lazy to fucking change the name. They're like, I don't know, can't think of anything else. Just keep Jazz. Then the Lakers used to be in, what, Minnesota? And that, so it, so I get, if you're starting off fresh, come up with something that reflects the city or and or the state that it's in. So I don't think the Outlaws really make sense. Seems forced. Utah Venom, not bad, because Utah is a big state. There's a lot of poisonous things there, like snakes and spiders and whatnot. So I guess. But I'm not really thrilled about it. Just, seems like an energy drink. That's all. That's really it. Utah Yeti. At first, I was like, yeah, it's kind of cool. But then I started doing some research. And one, there's not enough Bigfoot sightings in the state of Utah for them to even really make a connection with that. And besides, Yeti is reserved for not even here in the United States. It's all Bigfoot in the United States, or what is it, skunk ape here in the United States, or Sasquatch. Just nobody says Yeti in the United States. So I just don't like it. Also, the Avalanche, the Colorado Avalanche, have an alternate logo with the Bigfoot footprint. So no, fuck off with the Yeti thing. Doesn't make sense. And you're just impeding, you're encroaching, on the Avalanche, logo. So eat a dick, Utah. By the way, if anybody's going to go with like a Bigfoot name in the United States, it's either going to be Oregon or Washington State. That's where like the majority of Bigfoot sightings is up in there. So Utah, don't be trying to sneak that one in there. That's ridiculous. So I don't know which one it's going to be. If you look at it from a merchandise perspective, it's probably going to be the Mammoth or the Yeti. And if I had to pick one of those, I would go with the Mammoth. Now, I was thinking about this. I was like, what are some of the names that won't be used for the new Utah hockey team? Okay. They didn't make the list, but I'm sure somebody submitted these. And there's reasons why they probably won't. It won't be the Utah Sister Wives. Okay. Apparently that was frowned upon, even though secretly a good amount of people are like, not bad, not bad, not bad. How about the Utah Fighting Mormons? Nope, not going to work, okay? It's just too focused on religion. Even though, just about everybody I know that's out in Utah, they're Mormon. Nothing wrong with it. Amazing people. And then finally, the one that had to have been rejected. Everybody looked at it and they're like, no, I like it, but no. It's difficult, but no. What am I talking about? The Utah Soakers. If you don't know what soaking is, it's where a man sticks his penis in a woman's vagina, but doesn't thrust it in and out. He basically sticks it in there and lets it soak. Don't know why anybody think that that's a good... I don't know how you do that. I don't. Don't know how you do that. I'd be like, I can't help it. Can't help it.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if that made the final six? People are like, all right, we got the Yeti, we got the Venom, we got Outlaws, Mammoth, and the Blizzard, and the Utah Soakers.
No.
Hey, dumb ways to get arrested. A teen in Colorado got arrested for stealing $20,000 worth of Legos. That's not something you want to be known for. Listen, breaking the law is dumb. Stealing Legos, that's really dumb. That's going to get you beat up even more in jail, don't you think? What are you in for? Armed robbery, I stole a car. What are you in here for, kid? I stole some Legos. Oh, let's beat the shit out of this guy. Apparently, $20,000 worth of Legos equated to 14 sets of Legos and 1,180 mini figurines. I'll tell you what, they did this at a Bricks and Minifigs There's one down. I don't know if this was Lakewood or Denver, but either way, there's one by our house here in Thornton, and there are some. It's insane, like the mini figurines that are worth a lot of money, and like they range from $5 to $100 some, if not more. And then the sets are insane, especially when you get into like Star Wars and stuff like that. Stealing is just dumb. When I was a kid, I stole stuff. I remember stealing football cards, gum, probably candy, and then porno magazines from the Circle K. Okay, I did that once on the porn magazines at Circle K. Hindsight, really dumb. What a dumb thing to get in trouble for. I didn't get caught, thankfully, but maybe it would have been better for me if I would have and turned my life around, or maybe it could have made it worse. Life of crime, stealing porno mags. I had a buddy, I think I told you this before, my buddy had like a stack. It was like at least, I want to say, maybe 3 feet high. I'm like, dude, Bryce, why do you need all those porno mags? Jeez. One is doing me just fine. Just recycle through it. It's fine. Just be careful with the pages. You'll be good. So just dumb. Stealing is dumb. Okay? Being a criminal, bad choice. Okay? I get it. You make mistakes. Move on from it. Learn from it. Just, it's ridiculous. Another dumb crime, this time in Iceland. A man named Adam Spencer has been stealing from grocery stores all throughout the area. And recently he was caught after the police recognized him from a surveillance video. But he was really, the last crime that he got caught for. One of the things he stole was 17 cans of Pringles. When the police asked him, you know, why'd you do it? Why'd you go around stealing stuff? I swear to God, this is what's in the police report. He said, once you pop, you just can't stop. Listen, stealing is wrong. I get it. But that's funny. Again, another dumb thing to get caught stealing. What'd you steal? I stole Pringle cans. 17 of them. Oh, they are delicious. I will say that. You know, Pringles aren't considered chips. They're compressed, what is it? They don't call them chips because like some other company like Ruffles or something sued them for saying that they were chips because it's just compressed potato shavings or some shit like that. How stupid. But anyway, what an idiot. Once you pop, you can't stop. I saw this. I had to bring it up to you guys because it's funny. This comes from Not Common Facts on Instagram. It says, a hobo sexual is a person who dates you with the sole interest in having a place to stay. That's interesting. I feel like I'd be that kind of guy. Listen, if I was single and I didn't have a place to stay, yeah, why not? Why not? Be like, you are so beautiful. Do you have a hide-a-bed? I can't pay rent. Sorry. That's interesting. I don't know if I know anybody that was like, actually, I do know a guy that would probably be that way. He seems like that. I'm not going to say his name, but he seems like a dude that would do that. And he's like in his mid-30s, and I could... Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Be like, where are you at? Well, I'm staying with this guy right now. Huh? I thought you had a place. Nah. My girlfriend dumped me, so I got nowhere to go. Looking for a new girl. It's like, okay, dude. That's interesting. I'm still staring at my little casting couch, thinking of like, what can I do with it? Listen, it's made of vinyl, so it's easily hosed down. So there's a lot of potential there. That's gross. That's so gross. man, if I had the body, I'd be an OnlyFans model. I'll just say that. Dude, I'd be making bank right now if I was an OnlyFans model. If I was an attractive woman, yeah. And I, you know, didn't mind diddling myself. Let's be honest. I wouldn't. I always think of, like, listen, a lot of you have been listening for a while now. You get my stupidity, mainly because you're right there with me, right? Yeah, come on, yeah. But it's always the new people that I worry about. They're like, oh my God, this is so offensive. Ah, I'm so uncomfortable. Well, get on your little, you know, hobby horse and ride away, okay? Still think we need to do that. Ladies, guys, whoever's listening, we need to do this. I will, God, man, that'll be so much fun. just getting liquored up. We'll go to a park. We don't have to rent anything. We'll just, you know what? Screw it. Let's just not make it an official event. Let's just grab some hobby horses and we'll just show up to a park, get liquored up, and then just we'll chase each other around with our hobby horses. Just the visual alone would be hilarious. Anyway, you guys have an amazing day. I hope you smiled a little bit in this episode. Again, I say this a lot. That's really the objective of this show, is just to put a smile on your face, take some crazy stories, and then laugh at them and realize that life doesn't have to be too serious. It doesn't. So hopefully, yeah, you smiled a little bit. And if you do have some insanity going on in your life, hopefully this took you away from it. The visualization of me just, you know, really intensely riding a hobby horse and then slamming a beer afterwards, that's got to put you in a good mood. And then you doing the same thing. And then, like, you just really struggling with your hobby horse because it's a young buck and it hasn't really had time to be trained properly. Anyway, hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe. Share it with your friends if you could, please. Big thanks to NutriFit by Natalie. Also, High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge, as well as Bet Online. Go to betonline.ag. It's the Huff Uncensored. You guys have an amazing day. Let's continue to move forward. I'll talk to you next time.
Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you want to design a marathon training program or you're curious what planets are visible in tonight's sky, Meta AI has the answers. It can also summarize your class notes, visualize your ideas, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.